Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be back with you. Got a special show coming your way today, sort of a tribute to an American singer, songwriter, and actor who once went by the nickname of The Undertaker. And that's because he wore black clothes on the stage when he performed. Later, he became known simply as The Man in Black. And is there anyone out there who doesn't know who I'm talking about? Of course, it's Johnny Cash. Now, why did he perform dressed in black all the time? Here's Ray Broderick, and he's going to answer that question.
If you wonder why I always dress in black, well, I never have bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but it's there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think it's talking straight to you and me? But we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of light and cars and fancy clothes. But yet sober reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and the lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trips left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been, and each week we'll lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear a rainbow every day and tell the world that everything's okay. But I'll try to carry on a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I am the man in black.
Oh boy, country music fans, you're just gonna love today's program. Till things are brighter, I'm the man in black. That was The Man in Black, of course, the song composed by The Man in Black. And of course, that's Johnny Cash. A song that was a hit for him in 1971, reached number 3 on Billboard's country charts. And you heard it done by Carbineer's Ray Broderick from what is probably his only LP. I don't know if he did any singles or any CDs later on or not. The LP called The True Newfoundlander, released in 1974 on the Buckshot label. Well, we've got a show filled with Johnny Cash songs coming your way today, songs that he wrote, songs that he sang, and they're all from vinyl records, and they're all recorded by Newfoundland's pioneer recording artists. Some songs are quite well known, and some are more obscure. And the more obscure they are, the better I like them. Next up, a song that I remember being quite enthralled with when I was a little boy back in 1958, that song called Don't Take Your Guns to Town, that reached number 1 on the country charts, and it stayed there for 6 weeks. Now, we're going to hear it by a Newfoundlander who idolized Cash in the late 1950s and all his life, really. A man whose singing voice had an uncanny resemblance to Cash's. A man who recorded 3 LPs full of Cash songs. Well, who am I talking about? Well, of course, it's Cornerbrook's Dick Nolan. And we're going to hear a track from each of those 3 LPs. First track is from his first album. That he released an album entitled I Walk the Line in, it was either early in 1962 or late 1961, I think. Dick recorded the album in Toronto in a makeshift recording studio. It was actually a garage. It wasn't a recording studio at all. Whole album was recorded in one day, and I understand the likely musicians on there were Ben Weatherby playing lead guitar, Bill Gibbs played the doghouse bass, and on rhythm guitar and vocals, Dick Nolan. Don't take your guns to town, son.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He laughed and kissed his mom, said, you're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause, I'd lay nobody down. But she cried again as he rolled away, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He sang a song as on he rode, his gun slung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town. Bill was raised and Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town.
Oh boy, that's a real memory maker for me. Don't take your guns to town, Bill. Sung by Dick Nolan. Well, we're going to break right now and coming right up, 2 tracks by the man that Ron Hines called Newfoundland's Johnny Cash.
Some like it hot. Some like it on the rocks. Me, I like it fair. Fair trade coffee means that farmers improve their living conditions while respecting the environment. And it tastes really good. For a decent cup of coffee, look for the transfer logo. It's your guarantee that the coffee growers were paid a fair price and that the environment is protected. For more information, call 514-522-2000 or 1-888-663-3247. This message has been brought to you by Équiterre with the support of the Canadian International Development Agency.
Hi, it's Chris Andrews, and you're listening to CHMR 93.5 FM, and and also online at www.chmr.ca. Last night I dreamed you were back again, larger than life again.
And now we return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Newfound Records originates from the studios of CHMR, Mon Radio, in St. John's, Newfoundland. But we're heard on a number of stations in Nova Scotia as well, three to be exact. Two of those are on Cape Breton Island, Caper Radio in Sydney, and the Coast 89.7. I still haven't quite figured out if they're in Glace Bay or they've moved to Sydney yet. Now, I decided to do a program of Johnny Cash songs. His name came up in the media a few times lately. Media has been giving a lot of attention to a moose hunting trip that he made in 1961. Johnny Cash made it in 1961. To Newfoundland, hunted in the central part of the province, Millertown area, I do believe, got his moose. And the articles about that trip and the photographs that go along with the article online are really, really quite a good read if you're interested in that sort of thing. And when I read the articles, I got the idea in my head that it would be a good idea to do a show on Johnny Cash. So that's the reason that I decided to do this special today. So if you Google Johnny Cash, Newfoundland, 1961, I think that'll take you to those some of those news items. And now, a track from what I think is Dick Nolan's rarest album. An album that was released on two different labels at around the same time, I think. I don't know what that's all about. It was released on the Olympic label as Home of the Blues, and also released as Dick Nolan Sings on the London label. So what that's all about, like I said, I got no idea. And both of those albums are almost impossible to find. Not available on compact disc, that's for sure, not to the best of my knowledge, at least. So let's hear a track from that rarity now, from the album Home of the Blues, or Dick Nolan Sings, whichever you want to call it. Song that reached number 4 on the hit parade for Johnny Cash back in 1956. I get so doggone lonesome.
I do my best to hide this low-down feeling. I try to make believe there's nothing wrong. But they're always asking me about you, darling. And it hurts me so to tell them that you're gone. If they asked me, I guess I'd be denying that I've been unhappy all alone. But if they heard my heart, they'd hear it crying. Where's my darling when she coming home? I ask myself a million times what's right for me to do, to try and lose my blues alone or hang around for you. Well, I make it pretty good till that moon comes shining through, and then I get so I get so doggone lonesome.
Ah, beautiful. Love that stuff. The man that Ron Hynes called Newfoundland's Johnny Cash, that was Dick Nolan, so doggone lonesome. Now, I told you earlier that Dick released 3 full LPs of Cash tracks, so we've heard a track from each of the first 2 now. The 3rd one he released, I think, around 1968 on the ARC label, and it was called Folsom Prison and Other Johnny Cash Songs. The number I picked out to play on that one is Daddy Sang Bass, a song that was composed by Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash took it to number 1 in 1968. The song was a Country Music Association nominee for Song of the Year. Now, we'll hear it sung by Dick and Marlene Boudre, and oddly enough, Marlene is not credited on the LP, although she accompanied Dick on a few tracks on that album. I really like this song because it showcases how deep Dick could go with that baritone voice of his, singing as low as he can for Daddy Sang Bass. And Dick and Marlene are accompanied by a really fine male chorus and a hot country band. This is just terrific, I think.
Well, I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black land dirt. We'd get together in a family circle, singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there, singing sings to help the troubled soul.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. Gonna join the family circle at the throne.
No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky,
Lord, in the sky.
I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone on, I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there, singing scenes to help the troubled soul.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. Gonna join the family circle at the throne.
No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by.
Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Giving airtime to Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists, the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Well, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds out of cover of a clear blue sky. But the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Well, I met her accidentally, St. Paul, Minnesota. Tore me up every time I heard her draw, southern draw. Then my dream went back downstream to Lubin, Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Yeah, then you took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. Fritter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. Found a trail in Memphis, Butch just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Won't you back down my banner route, River Queen rolling on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans,
New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Don't my blues happen to go. She loves you, Big River, more than me.
Big River. That was done by Rex Hemion and the Country Orbits. Fine job indeed. From Rex Hemion's very first LP. It's quite rare, actually. The album called Maritime Girl. I got really lucky and scored a sealed copy of that a few years back. Hard to find a copy of that in good condition. It was released in 1974. There couldn't have been a whole lot of them pressed. It was recorded at the Mun Radio Recording Studios, where this program normally is recorded. But not the last few months, as we struggle through these pandemic times. Now back to Big River. That song was quite a hit for its composer, Johnny Cash, in 1958. And it's another one that brings back fond memories of my youth. My sister, who's a bit older than me, she had that song on a 78 RPM single. And the flip side of it was actually the big hit. Ballad of a Teenage Queen, another dandy. And I'm pleased to report that she still has that record and a bunch of other 78s safely stored away. Before Rex Hemion, Dick Nolan. Wayne Tucker here, keeping you company as we're all about Johnny Cash on the Newfound Records Radio Hour today. And our next Cash number comes from a fellow from Carmenville, Bert Koff. Bert, well known for his song Isle of Newfoundland, or Cold Canadian Waters, whatever you want to call it, that was a regional hit for him back in 1966. That was the year he recorded his only LP, and I don't know if he recorded any other albums after it. The album was called From Newfoundland to Memphis. He did record a single or two, but I don't know of any other albums. Too bad, because really a wonderful singer, I think. Song we're going to hear Bert do? You Got the Ways of a Woman in Love. That was composed by Bill Justice and Charlie Rich. A hit for Johnny Cash back in 1958.
You cut out your dancing. You don't ever see a show. Your friends come by to pick you up, but you hardly ever go. It seems your head is in the clouds above. Oh, you got the ways of a woman in love. I come by your house tonight to hope that I might see. The boy has got you in a spin. I wish that boy was me. I don't know why it's you I'm dreaming of. Oh, you got the ways of a woman in love. Many is the night I laid awake and cried. Now you'll never know how much you hurt my foolish pride. I recall your kisses on the times I held you tight. Now when I come to see you, you're sitting in the light, missing all of the things that we dreamed of. Oh, you got the ways of a woman in love. Many is the night I laid awake and cried. Now you'll never know how much you hurt my foolish pride. I recall your kisses on the times I held you tight. When I come to see you, you're sitting in the light, missing all of the things that we dreamed of. Oh, yes, you got the ways woman in love. Got the ways of a woman in love.
Visit Newfound Records on the web. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter.
Spirited rendition of Ring of Fire, one of Johnny Cash's biggest hits. Number one for 7 weeks back in 1963. 7 weeks. Wow. We heard it by Bill Snow, also known as Yodelin' Bill Snow. No Yodelin' and that number, though. Bill Snow from Nova Scotia. His Newfoundland connection is that he married a Newfoundlander. And last I heard of him a few years ago, he was living in Cornerbrook, so I don't know what's up with Bill Snow today. I hope he's well. Before Bill Snow, we heard Bert Cuff. Well, we're going to go to break right now, but do stick around. Still to come, Johnny Cash rocks and rolls and goes Irish.
Are you the kind of person who yells at the radio, "Don't tell me about the artist, I don't care where they grew up, just play the song"? If that's the case, then don't listen to my program. I'm Ivan Emke. On my show, Roots and Branches and Beyond, I like to explain where the sounds come from. So if you'd like to know a bit about what you're listening to, every Saturday morning at 11, CHMR, 93.5 FM, music that knows where it's from.
Looking for a fun volunteering opportunity with a wide variety of weekly activities? Do you like mentoring girls to challenge themselves and put their ideas into action while making new friends in your community? Then Girl Guides of Canada is the place for you. As a volunteer guider, you'll be the key to providing girls aged 5 to 17 with the fun and challenge of guiding in an inclusive, all-female environment. You'll also have the opportunity to enjoy the outdoors, give back to your community, and even apply for scholarships. So what are you waiting for? Girl greatness starts here. Call 1-800-565-8111 or visit girlguides.ca today and join us.
Guided by yellow lines, we're making good time.
She's Kirsten Ron Clark.
And he's Jordan Coker.
And we're Quote the Raven. And you're listening to 93.5 FM CHMR.
Or you can listen online at chmr.ca.
I want to hold you now in the golden hour. Every day's a minute.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the St. John's campus of Memorial University. Be sure you check out the program's website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca, and there you can listen to the most recent programs whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back. We're into the home stretch of today's Johnny Cash special now. And I offer a special welcome to listeners to the program in Brome, Missisquoi, Quebec, where we're heard on CIDI 99.1 FM. And also, hello, listeners in Fredericton, New Brunswick, where the show is broadcast on CHSR 97.9 FM. Glad to have you folks with us. Now, I said we're going to hear some Johnny Cash rock and roll. Well, here's a song called Rock and Roll Ruby that Cash apparently wrote for Roy Orbison back in 1955. And the fellow in charge of Sun Records, a fellow by the name of Sam Phillips, he decided that Rock and Roll Ruby would be the first record for a fellow by the name of Warren Smith. And Smith recorded it in 1956 and took it to number one on some regional pop charts. That record by Warren Smith went on to outsell the first Sun releases by, get these names now, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, and Johnny Cash. Well, we're going to hear Peter Narvaez's version of that song now from his album entitled Rock and Roll Ruby, released in 1984. And what musicianship on this record, just outstanding. We have Sandy Morrison there playing guitar. Nelson Giles, he would have been on bass. Rocky Wiseman would have been the drummer. Stephen Ann, I think he was a guitar player. Jamie Snyder, he was a fiddler. And John Nugent, I think he was a bass player as well. And Greg Clark, don't know what he played. And Terry Riley, I guess he was doing keyboards.
Well, I took my ruby dancing to the outskirts of town, where she kicked her heels off and she rolled her stockings down. A quarter in the jukebox, get a little beat. Everybody's watching all the rhythm in her feet. She's my rock and roll ruby. She's my rock and roll ruby. She's my rock and roll ruby. She satisfies my soul. Well, now along about one, she started to rock. When Ruby starts rocking, she just don't stop. Rocking on the tables, rolling on the floor. Everybody's yelling, Ruby, just a little more. She's my rock and roll ruby. She's my rock and roll ruby. She's my rock and roll ruby.
Rocking on the tables, rolling on the floor, she's my rock and roll ruby. I just love that instrumental break in there with that sax playing and the electric guitar going crazy, and Peter Narvaez was in there going mad on the harmonica. Great, great, great. This is the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and we are pleased to be heard on a number of community radio stations on the island of Newfoundland. Besides our mother station, CHMR in St. John's, we are heard in Corderbrook and Bay of Islands Radio, in the Banbay area on the Voice of Banbay Radio, in Grand Falls on Valley Radio, and on Bell Island on Radio Bell Island. We're also heard down the Southern Shoreway on the internet. The station is known as Southern Shore Sounds. Okay, we continue with more Johnny Cash, and we're going to hear a number by a fellow that was born in Scotland now, little Johnny Cameron. He was an early member of the Sons of Erin way back in the late 1960s. Later went on to record a couple of LPs himself, a single or two as well. And one of the tracks on one of his LPs was composed by Johnny Cash, called 40 Shades of Green. And apparently Cash wrote this song back in 1959 while he was on a trip to Ireland. Now, I've often played this on the radio program, I don't know about often, a few times anyway, recorded by Dick Nolan, What a Job Dick Does. And I've heard Dermot O'Reilly of Ryan's Fancy, well, he used to sing that number as well. But as I said, we'll hear it by little Johnny Cameron, and it's from his album, his self-titled album that he released in 1974 on the Audat label, also recorded at Mon Radio in St. John's. The musicians on the album were Gordon Quinton, great guitar player, Phil Hancock is in there, and Shelley Posen, also Eddie Rousel, better known as Eddie Eastman, and no doubt on drums was Lewis Skinner's brother, Roger Skinner. Here then, little Johnny Cameron.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea and the fishing boats that dingle on the shores of Donaghadee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skipperine, the moorlands and their meadows and their 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss the girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I'd like to see and do the things I've done and seen. I'd walk from Cork to Lyme to see the 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour by Dublin's churning surf. I love to watch the farmers trim the bog and spade the turf, to see again the ripple of the straw the woman gleaned. Sure I'd walk from Cork to Lyme to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all I miss the girl in Tipperary town, and most of all I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I'd like to see and do the things I've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as shadow mine, and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as shadow mine, and there's 40 shades of green.
Yep, that was a song written by Johnny Cash, sung by little Johnny Cameron. Johnny Cash in Irish mode. 40 Shades of Green, beautiful. This is the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Wayne here with you. And up next, doing a cover of Johnny Cash, is Newfoundland's beloved outlaw, Roy Payne. Roy was a big fan of Kesh, wrote a tribute song to him, as a matter of fact, and we're going to hear it shortly. But first, we're going to hear Roy sing Give My Love to Rose, a song that Kesh recorded in 1957, produced by Sam Phillips of Sun Records, and a top 10 hit for Mr. Kesh. From Roy's second LP, I suppose, because the album was simply called Number 2, released on the Paragon label. I don't know when, probably late 60s or 1970-ish, I would say, in around there.
Well, I found him by the railroad track this morning. I could see that he was nearly dead. I knelt down beside him and I listened just to hear the words the dying fellow said. He said they let me out of prison down in Frisco. 14 long years of pay for what I'd done. I was on my way back to Louisiana just to see my Rose and get to know my son. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. Now don't forget to give my love to Rose. Won't you tell her I said thanks for waiting for me? Won't you tell my boy to help his mom at home? Won't you tell my Rose to try and find another? 'Cause it ain't right that she should live alone. Mister, here's the babe with all my money. It ain't much, but it was all I sold. May God bless you for finding me this morning. Now don't forget to give my love to Rose. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to Rose. No, don't forget to give my love to Rose.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to the Newfound Record Radio Hour with Wayne Tucker.
You tell me if I take you back, you'll never run around again with men, only ask the man that I am. He'll cook my morning bacon, scratch my back, and wash my dirty underwear. You'll fill my nights with loving, and I know your loving drives me crazy. Ain't that a fact? You've got a lot going for you, girl, and you're sure I'll take you back. But after careful consideration, here's the answer to the question you could ask her that I'm saying it with deep satisfaction. Here it comes now.
Are you ready?
Do Johnny Cash drive taxis? You say that life without me would be living in a world of empty dreams and lonely endless nights. And all I've got to say to that is lots of lucky, girl, I hope you're right. I've true to years, I've had my share. Well, you were having all that they could give you. Ain't that a fact? And now you're wanting me to be the fool you think I am and take you back. And after careful consideration, here's the answer to the question you've been asking, and I'm saying it with deep satisfaction.
here it comes now.
Are you ready?
You Johnny Cash drive taxis. Hey honey, I guess you got your answer to your stupid question. Better call a cab and get your ass on out of there. Do Johnny Cash drive taxis?
Ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer. Do Johnny Cash drive taxis? Song that Roy Payne wrote and recorded. It's from an album he put out in 1973 on the RCA label. Roy's career was going full speed in that era. Before that, you heard Roy singing Johnny Cash's Give My Love to Rose. Well, you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. My name is Wayne Tucker. I'm dressed in black here today as we spin all Johnny Cash songs. This one is actually a tribute to Johnny Cash. I mentioned it earlier. It was written by Roy Payne and recorded by Scott Rousel and Aquarius. Recorded in 1970, as I understand, and released then as a single in mono, as all singles were in 1970. It was in a year or two later they started to be released in stereo. The group Aquarius later released the song in stereo on their LP Dragger Man. That was in 1974. The song tells a story of an inmate on Folsom Prison's death row, and he wants a TV so he can watch the Johnny Cash show. And that's because when he hears Cash sing, he gets the feeling that someone cares. Well, I decided to spin the more obscure single version, released on the Stardust label. This is Aquarius with Roy Payne's A Tribute to Johnny Cash.
I don't want no special favors, Warden. You just treat me like you treat the rest. I won't cause you any trouble, Warden, if you'll only grant me this request. Please may I have a television? What little time I have is going fast. Please may I have a television? You see, sir, I'm a fan of Johnny Cash. You see, sir, all the songs put out by Johnny kind of fit into this life of mine. You know that I'll die right here in Folsom, and God knows that I have walked the line. Please may I have a television? What little time I have is going fast. Please may I have a television? You see, sir, I'm a fan of Johnny Cash. I've died a little now for years, but when I hear those songs put out by Johnny, I kinda get the feeling that he cares. Please may I have a television? What little time I have is going fast. Please may I have a television? You see, sir, I'm a fan of Johnny Cash. You see, sir, I'm a fan of Johnny Cash.
All right, Scott Rousel and Aquarius, A Tribute to Johnny Cash. Well, next we're going to hear a song that Bob Dylan wrote and Johnny Cash recorded called Wanted Man. And Johnny Cash recorded that for his San Quentin album, released in 1968. I don't know if Dylan ever recorded that one, actually. The song's all about a lad who gets himself into all kinds of trouble in all kinds of places with all kinds of people. And now he's running from the law. Well, we're going to bring back Ray Broderick to do that one. if you're tuned in since the beginning, we heard Ray open the show with The Man in Black. And I said then that he only released one LP, and this song then is from that LP as well, the LP being called The True Newfoundlander, released in 73, 74, in around there. It was on the Buckshot label.
Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi, wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this wanted man. I might be in Colorado or Georgia by the sea, working for some man who might not know at all who I might be. If you ever see me coming, and if you know who I am, don't you breed it to nobody, cause you see I'm on the land. Wanted man by Lucy Watson, wanted man by Teenie Brown, wanted man by Nellie Johnson, wanted man in this next town. But I've had all that I've wanted of a lot of things I had, and a lot more than I needed of some things that turned out bad. I got sidetracked in El Paso, stopped to get myself a map. I went the wrong way into Juarez with Juanita on my lap. Then I went to sleep in Freeport, I woke up in Abilene. Wonder why the hell I'm wanted at some town halfway between. Wanted man in Albuquerque, wanted man in Syracuse, wanted man in Tallahassee, wanted man in Baton Rouge. There's somebody set to grab me anywhere that I might be, and anywhere that you might look tonight, you might get a glimpse of me. Wanted man in California, wanted man in Buffalo, wanted man in Kansas City, wanted man in Ohio, wanted man in Mississippi, wanted man in old Cheyenne. Wherever you might look tonight, you might see this wanted man in California.
That's it for today. Taking us out now is Cornerbrook's Roy Penny with Ring of Fire. That's from Roy's LP Basketeer in Teensville that he recorded in 1966. I'm Wayne Tucker. Thank you for joining me today. It's been another homespun edition of Newfound Records. Hope you enjoyed it and that you'll tune in again next week. Until then, do please stay healthy. Remember to look after each other, and we're going to do it all again in 7 days' time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. This show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
There it is.